trigger warning. As much as the work we do together is for healing and wholeness, timing is also important. This episode deals with topics that may bring up strong feelings for you right now. Please see the show notes for specifics on what this episode covers. And if it's not right for you right now, please feel free to choose another episode. Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Troscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touchpoint for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow. This is a processing episode. These episodes are a guide to the conscious processing of our burdens and points of suffering, enabling us to break free from their hold. Through this liberation, we embrace a life marked by greater ease and flow as we shed the weight of our past burdens and move forward. Now, let's begin.
Let's come into the space and connect and have our wonderful time that we always have together. Here we play in the space of energy, of high light, love, amplifying our frequencies and also releasing and letting go of the imprints and the signals that no longer serve us. So today we're talking about hold gracious space, and we're going to unwrap that a little bit just after we've opened up the space together. So if you're comfortable where you are, if you can allow yourself to close your eyes and just come into the present, into this moment, stop what you're doing for a little while, that would be absolutely wonderful. But always do what's safe for you. We are starting to soothe and calm and settle our being. And if ever you want to do that, just find that life's going crazy and there's too much going on in your world, all you have to do is just stop for a moment, take a deep breath in, and then that long, slow, beautiful, purposeful out breath, connecting into where you are. Imagine that you can drop the awareness of you being here right through the soles of your feet, down, down, and into the earth. And feel how gravity is holding you so perfectly. You are held, loved, and supported here. You feel that connection and you hold yourself here with ease and grace. If you just settle into it, relax your tummy. Feel the balance of your body on the left and the right. And if you need to adjust, do that, so that you feel beautifully balanced, centered, and connected. So here we are, this beautiful form, this being that knows itself because we have a shape and a personality, and because we can reflect our awareness of each other to each other, because we can connect and even collide. We gain immense information about who we are, the information that informs this form. Remember that we are thinking about ourselves in a form, the specific, unique form that we hold that no one else can hold, so that we will have these experiences. So that we'll create these connections and those awarenesses that come in from that connection, those are valid for us now. So here you are in a form, being informed because you have a form, because you have all these senses that can connect you to the world around you. And everything that is coming in is information coming into your form and informing you. All of this is so that we can transform. And truly that is the gift of us being here. So if you can feel that now, and then take another deep breath into your beautiful being, in a form to transform. Breathe it out, breathe it through, connect in and find yourself agreeing with you that being here in the way that you are here, what it is that you are connecting to, there is something of immense worth in that scenario, that performance. If only we can see what that is. So here we are holding the space, and the space is holding us. Drop a little bit more of your weight and your burdens into this moment and notice that nothing has shifted. Just drop a little bit more. You are still being held in the arms of gravity perfectly. How wonderful is that? Trust that. And as you come into that place of absolute trust that you are being held, and your heart is beating, and you are being breathed, and your systems are all functioning and there's nothing you have to do, then we can be here in a whole and a new way, mindful of who we are in this moment. And now we hold gracious space. Just awaken that in and through your heart by drawing a memory from your mind. Any moment when your mind and your body and your beautiful being was absolutely delighted, enthralled about something in this life. Something touched your heart, something touched your soul, and it had a little lift that you could feel in your heart. Something in nature, a connection with another. Just go into that little memory bank, that data bank that we have. Take a breath and relax there for a moment. And then ask your being to bring in the connection, that feeling of that uplifting moment, and then feel it in your heart. Drop it from your head, thinking stored data, down into your heart, as if you can re-experience it in this moment and lift it up and into your heart. Can you feel the lift? The moment you feel the lift, you have amplified your energy. So now do it again. Go and find something else, some other little moment. And let this energy lift and awaken your heart. And the moment you feel that lift, it is a different energy and it is subtle, but it is there. Keep practicing this until you can go quite easily into your memory data and you can pull up moments of delight that filled you with the divine light. Delightful. And what we would love to do now is start to really find those little moments of delight and store them up in this beautiful folder in our mind, our data bank that says things that delight. So whenever you want to amplify your energy, if you want to upgrade, all you have to do in a moment of a breath, go into that thought, connect it and drop it into your heart. And let the feeling of it awaken once again through your heart. And that shift is the shift that enables us to then move into this world in a whole and a new way. Amplify your energy so that we can hold gracious space. Take a deep breath in. Now draw the divine light in you and through you as if you are standing in a beautiful waterfall of divine light. Just let that pour into you. And as we are in the stream, imagine that you're in a column of energy, a light portal, and that you're holding a space that only you can hold. Right there where you are right now, there is nobody else that can hold that little space upon this earth. And because you are generating and amplifying your energy, you are like a little light going on. So think about where you are and the light that you are igniting through your heart. And that light is so powerful such a lovely little technique. Play with it as much as you can and store up those brilliant connections, those beautiful images and feelings, awarenesses. Every time something delightful happens to you, go, oh, I must remember that one and pop it in that little memory bank. Just hold that vibrant energy, even though it's crazy, you know, even though it's mad and out there. We don't need it to look a certain way or be a certain way or for us to show up in a certain way for the certainty of our life to be known to us and for us to hold the space that only we can hold. Nobody else can hold us. Feel certain in that and then hold it anyway, no matter what. My favorite little words are even though this happens, I'm going to hold the space. Even though that happens, I'm going to hold the space. And all it is a choosing, a moment of choice. If we do not choose, it cannot be chosen. We truly want to remember that. What we are choosing is creating. So choose with all your heart and all your soul. Choose to hold gracious space, just as we are now. There is your breath. Gravity's holding you, your heart is beating, and you're here. That's it. And then from that beautiful space, everything that we are dreaming of can be created like a ripple opening in a pond. Hold gracious space. Go into the center of your home, find the heart of your home, just go into it and bless that space and radiate the energy from that center point out in all the directions. Claim, declare, pronounce that this is the space that you're holding and this home is going to be filled with light, love, laughter, grace, graciousness. If we don't choose it, it cannot be chosen. So the little words that I hear are choose and choose well. So don't just choose. We can all make choices. We all do. In every given moment, we are choosing. So when we go into the first choice, that is the default one. Mostly that is in the protective, defending, denying, detaching, deflecting energy. Mostly that is what the default will go to. And so when you find yourself choosing in that tiny, tight, limiting energy, then take a breath into it and say, now I can choose again. And now I'm going to choose well. And even if you do nothing, and in fact, especially if you do nothing, just do it with energy. Choose it energetically. It doesn't have to be anything that changes in your life, but choose it with your energy, with your heart and your soul and your commitment of love and light to you. Just choose from that place. You will be amazed what happens. That's what we want. And that's what our homes are there for, to be these beautiful anchoring spaces that hold us and protect us and help us to feel loved and held and safe and delighted with life. But even if we didn't have these homes and these spaces, we would still be held. You can go and stand anywhere in the world and feel gravity holding you and feel the breath of life coming into you. It's always there. It's not conditional. Doesn't matter where you are. We can hold gracious space no matter what. We are connecting and we're reconnecting. We're rewiring these systems. We've been told that we must hate and separate and push each other away and be terrified and fearful and anxious and hateful towards each other. It's been such a huge manipulation of the human integrity. But imagine that we just start rewiring. Allow that light energy to come in. The moment it comes into you, and you feel that lift. Bring those mindful thoughts, those thoughts that connect you to that lifting energy and drop them into the heart, lift it through the heart. And what we're doing in this time when we're doing that is we are creating this infinity wave of energy. So let's imagine that you have this strong desire to bring love, compassion, and kindness into the space, that holding this gracious space, you're going to bring the energy of grace into it. And you take a breath and you draw that energy from the very center of you as the deepest longing for whatever that might be for you up through your heart. And as you lift it in your heart, you've opened up the vibrational frequency. You've recalibrated it. And the moment it comes through your heart, imagine radiating it to another. Just send it out like beautiful petals from a very center point in all directions for all beings who are knowing the space of pain, the space of longing that I'm knowing right now, this grieving. For all the beings, I hold you with so much love, so much compassion. And we feel that lift in the heart, so earnest and so truthful. And then we send that energy of immense integrity out into the world where it can connect to those who are holding on to that vibration, that this creates an energy synaptic connection, an energy synaptic connection. Isn't that wonderful? So we transmit this beautiful energy to them. When we do that, be willing to receive it back. And imagine it like this, a flow from your heart uplifted through you to the other. And then this beautiful energy being received by another. And so the flow opens up through them and then receive it. Don't stand there stoic and miserable. Receive it. Let it come into your heart. Lift it up. Open your energy with gratitude and then radiate it back to the sender. And this creates that beautiful infinity wave. It is so powerful. It's a generator of energy and it opens in all the directions like a beautiful daisy flower with all those little petals seeking the light, seeking the sun from the center. Remember, when you are willing to send, be willing to receive because that creates the flow. Feel that lovely energy. Just be in the space with love and kindness and empathy and gratitude and sweetness. Could you imagine if we could, if enough of us could come into that frame and we could just stand in this space that is different and we mindfully choose to step into it, just come into it. And it takes such a little effort to come in. Just stop what you're doing. Rest your awareness in that moment. Connect your energy to this glorious earth that is holding you and supporting you. Even if nothing else feels like it's supportive of you, this earth has got you and it's holding you. Know that the breath of the divine is being breathed through you all the time. And when you are not consciously aware of it and you're sleeping, it's still breathing you. You are being breathed. Your heart is beating and you're here. And you're here in the form for as long as you need to be in the form. Not one of us overstays this welcome. This journey has got a time stamp on it. And for some, it's a very short journey. And for others, it's a very long journey. But whatever the journey and the assignment is, be here. Be here graciously. Be here and hold gracious space. Just think about your life from this point on as you being able to stand in gracious space. The space that you are is gracious because you are gracious. And that emits the energy. How sweet is that? How lovely is that? Is this essence energy, the essence of what we are and who we are, this time, space, this reality and what we're holding. We are highly significant. And we are here for a reason. There's no mistake to us being here. Nothing is a mistake. Everything that we are experiencing is so that we can have that experience. And everything that we are generating and giving to another is so that they can have that experience. And everything there is, no right and wrong or good and bad, that's very hard for us to see as yet. Eventually we're going to understand that more fully, but right now it is a little challenging for us to accept that because we see so much duality and polarity and separation and anxiety and treachery. We see the separation story, but it's the separation story that is causing the pain. When we're holding this space and we're standing right in the center and holding our truth with the divine pouring in us, there is no pain and there's no separation. And we can connect one to another without that story. And that's the gift that we know now in this moment. Right there, you've got the greatest gift, because it is the choosing that has got to awaken in us. And unfortunately, for us cute little human beings, we're not yet wired into the subtle awareness, not enough yet. So when we want to make a choice, we have to feel the impact of the choice, of that crescendo. We have to feel that. And then we go, oh my gosh, look at this, this and that. What would I choose? And then we think we choose good or bad, right or wrong. But that's not what we're choosing. We're choosing to come back here to the heart. It's like a triangle. So if you can imagine it like a triangle, you can have these 2 points. If you could just say good or bad, just go back and forth, play, ping-pong, back and forth. But if you bring it to the third point, triangle to your heart, then those 2 points are connected to the heart. And that's where we find our truth. Right there, we can be in our experience and we forgive ourselves and another, because we know something else now, because of their game, because of ours, because of their performance and ours. We have had the possibility to awaken to a new idea. Now let's
thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.